Hey y'all, welcome to A Minute with Mishi. I'm here to talk about my life for a minute or two and everything that goes on in it. I want you to sit back, relax, grab your favorite adult beverage, and get into my show. So finally, I am trying to get back into my podcast recording. So I am trying out Riverside. Because, you know, when you, as I have talked about before, when you have favorite apps, it's like they always seem to get either taken off the market or considered obtuse or, you know, they just can't afford to keep it around or the creator. I mean, it just drives me crazy. And it's like I find a good app, I get a good format, I get it going, and bam, it gets snatched from me. So this time around, I am trying something new. Well, Riverside's not new. This has been around for a while, but I'm trying to use this app to see if I can remain consistent, because you guys know that has been a struggle for me for a long time is consistency, but that's my Aries nature with certain things. And I'm trying to get back into it because I actually like being a podcaster. I do. All three of my listeners, all three of y'all, I like it. So I think I'm going to try to go ahead and dive back into it right now. So we'll see how this goes. We'll see how this goes. Well, for some odd reason or another, well, I know what it is. The Africans and the African Americans are again having their diaspora wars. This time, I saw this just last night, right before I went to bed. So give me a moment. I have brain fog. I'm trying to see if I can remember exactly what it was. They were basically saying that African Americans don't have anything, we don't accomplish anything, we do anything. When I say they, I'm talking about Africans. And African American people are giving them the business because they're saying, how dare you say that when you are over here in this country, our country, and making these accusations that we're proud to be an American, like we don't know we're black, and we don't know that they don't consider us any different or any better than you are, because we are black people. And how dare you say that with all the achievements that black people are making and all the things that we're doing to accomplish things for ourselves, despite, you know, being held back, despite the odds being against us. And they're just basically going in on African people, saying that how dare you be so elitist and be saying these kind of things about us. It's really not going like the Africans probably thought it would go. And I'm not going to say all Africans, of course, because we know it's not all. We don't have to go down that rabbit hole of it's not all of us. We know it's not all of you guys. But the ones that are doing it are very loud, very proud, very boisterous, and very disrespectful. And it's like, what? It's like we're all over here trying to make it, including you, because you are in America. You don't go back to your country because you know it's rough over there and they purposely make it rough for you. And when I say that, I'm talking racist white people are making it rough for you guys over there. So you come over here because you have a better opportunity, and you know it's true. No matter what you say, you know it's true. You're here because you know the opportunities are better and you have a better chance to prosper, grow, and be who you want to be, which you were not getting in your home country, because they are purposely making it difficult. So I don't understand why you would come here and insult us as if we're not having a difficult enough time in our own country with the racist people that are against us, not wanting us to succeed and not wanting us to get ahead. Like, you gotta make it make sense. We are all trying to make it. So you think it would be better if we would come together and be as one to make it? But no, we have these diaspora wars going on, and it's quite insane. We really got to do better. We really, really have to do better, y'all. We got to do better. Okay, y'all, I'm going to play you some snippets of an artist by the name of Kay Harrison. He's actually my friend. And I tell you guys, I was so surprised. Well, I knew he could sing, but I was really surprised at how talented he really is. So he's been writing his music, producing his music, and I'm going to play you guys some snippets because I want you guys to hear the true talent that he has. Okay, so the first one I'm going to play is just a snippet of Cater to You. That's one of his latest releases. I just want you guys to hear it. Okay, so here we go. You guys hear that? That is so beautiful. I love that song. That's one of my favorites by him. He just released that one recently. Bear with me because I'm trying to go to different things. And I am not an expert at this. I feel like an old lady because I'm like, yeah, I need to figure out how to do this. So I'm going to go to his music list. Go to him as an artist, and I'm just gonna play, like I said, the songs that are good. They're all good, but I'm gonna play the ones that are just like really, really good to me. And this is another new release of his. It's called 5 Minutes. Let me play that one. See if it's gonna give me a commercial, because I don't pay for none of these services. So yeah, I might get a commercial. Oh, I didn't.
You ever just know something from the first moment? She didn't have to say a word. Her eyes told me everything.
It didn't take long, I could feel it in the air. You walked in the room and time slowed everywhere. The way you bit your lip, the way you fix your stare. Girl, your body language louder than a prayer. I ain't gotta ask, you already made the choice. No games, no front, just truth in your voice. You've been here before, you know what you want. And I respect that power you flaunt. You know in 5 minutes, if the vibe. If the touch feel right, if the tone feel different, I ain't here to push, I just move how you moving. But baby, I saw it, yeah, the way you were choosing. Cause you know in 5 minutes, if it's going late at night, if it's going late at night, ain't no pressure, ain't no rush, just that unspoken invite. Girl, you're my neighbor, before I said a word. You know in 5 minutes, and I heard you loud and
smile before you sip. Y'all, that is like, what? Like, you, y'all, I love that song. And there's another one. Let me see. I can't remember all their names, so I'm trying to remember. Was it Slow Dance? Oh, it might be Slow Dance. Hold on, y'all. Is Slow Dance not at the beginning? No. Let me see. We might get a commercial, y'all.
As an Old Spice, yep.
Didn't I say
worker,
it? Didn't I say we're gonna get a commercial?
Hair health and hairstyle.
We are skipping because yeah.
Yeah. Girl, I don't need the club lights. Just need your body next to mine. Let me talk to you. I see you swaying in that red dress. Looking like a full moon in the dark. Your body talking loud and reckless. Heavy move hitting straight to the heart. DJ slowing down the tempo and I'm headed straight to you. No need to ask for permission. My hands know just what to do. You lean in, I feel the heat rise. Your hips sync up with mine. A moment this perfect, baby. Should be frozen in time. I just wanna slow dance. Feel your body grinding close to me. Let the rhythm take us there. Girl, you know where we supposed to be. I just wanna hold hands while we move like waves in the sea. Ain't no rush, just touch, just trust. Come slow dance with me.
Y'all. I'm trying to tell you. Let me see. And then he has another one called R&B Kings. Now, I like this one. I'm trying to see if I could play like a little bit more upbeat stuff for y'all too. So let me see. R&B Kings might be a little upbeat. Let me see.
Yeah. This one's for the ones who kept the vibe alive. For the real ones. The R&B Kings.
Midnight whispers through the stereo. Silk sheets, candlelight, that take control. He taught us how to beg, how to plead, how to make love feel like a need. Fast life, slick moves, heartbreak nights. Crisp breezing through with neon lights. He gave us hits that never fade. A young king with grown men ways. And when the beat drops low, we let the bedroom know. We ain't just singing songs, we telling stories in the tone.
R&B kings put the crown on that sound. From the bedroom to the battleground. Music taught love without saying much. Tyrese had the pain you could always touch. Ooh, we stand on the shoulders of soul. These legends made the broken hearts whole. We just carry the flame they bring. Salute to the R&B kings.
Heard that love track.
Okay, I'm going to link his information for you guys in my description of this video because you guys really need to check him out. Kay Harrison, his music is so really good. That's from his first album, Phoenix. And in his second album, let me see, that's from Phoenix. But he has another album. I'm trying to go to all his music. Y'all got to bear with me because y'all know I'm a little bit on the slow side when it comes to this stuff sometimes. That's the album Phoenix. Let me see. I'm trying to go to this artist. Go to artist. Okay. Then there is an album 816. Also K. Dot Harrison. H-A-R-I-S-O-N. This is all on YouTube Music. This is on all your platforms. Amazon Music, Spotify, YouTube Music, I'm pretty sure it's on Apple. It's on all the platforms. I haven't seen a platform that he's not on. So it's K, like the initial K, dot And then Harrison is H-A-R-I-S-O-N. There is only one R, one S. Because I know some people use two S's. But it's K.H-A-R-I-S-O-N. That is Phoenix that I was just playing music off of. That's one of his albums. Then 816 is the other album. So he has two independent albums. But check him out, y'all. Because I'm telling you, his music is a whole vibe. And he's a good person. Like, I didn't know he was recording this because he's kind of low-key. He doesn't, like, flaunt all his stuff all over the place. I mean, he should be promoting himself like crazy, but I guess he may be shy about it or something. I don't know. We haven't discussed that part, but his music is really, really good. I mean, it's like, it gives you that old-school 90s vibe, like the R&B King vibe. It gives you that 90s vibe that people my age, because I'm 51, are used to and like it's bringing back that sound, you know, that sound we miss. It's bringing that back, and I so appreciate that. I'm appreciative of good, genuine music. So check him out, Kay Harrison, y'all. Check him out. Okay, as far as my health issues, I still have multiple sclerosis. It's not like it's going anywhere. It's an ongoing thing. And I'm still trying to get treatments for that, which will be twice a year with the Ocrevus infusions. And I do have to do the physical therapy as well. I still walk with my walker. That's not going to change probably for a little bit, if at all, because it's just one of those things that comes with the territory, that comes with the disease. Sometimes you will have things that debilitate, and unfortunately my balance issues and my walking was affected over time. So yeah, that's part of the multiple sclerosis. I do have the multiple sclerosis headaches every once in a while. I don't get them often, thank God, because when I get them, they will debilitate me for days, like 2 days, 3 days maybe, and I just won't feel good. And it's one of those things where it's like, when people say, what's wrong with you? I don't know. That's what I had to tell people all the time. I don't know, because I didn't know what was wrong with me. I couldn't explain the feeling. I just didn't feel well, and I didn't know exactly what it was. But now, because I know what it is and how to manage things, I know. I have an MS headache. I know the difference between a regular headache and an MS headache now. So if I say I have an MS headache, it's different from any regular headache that I have had before, and it's debilitating me. Okay, so that's why I try to express to my family and everybody, if I say I have an MS headache, there I'm differentiating for a reason. So you know, it's more serious than the regular headache I have. A regular headache we could have. You have to know the difference, and I want people to know the difference. So I say MS headache. But as far as that, thankful to God in heaven that I am pretty okay. The issues that I'm dealing with are more on the mental side of depression and things like that, because I still would like to get a job and have an at-home job. I'm trying to see if I can get housing based on my disability. And yes, I don't care who judges. It will be public housing. It will. It will be public housing, disability sponsor, whatever you want to call it. But I'm just trying to get that under my belt so I can have housing of my own. Because I live with family members now, which is not a problem. But you know, you do still want to be on your own, because you've had your independence before and you know what it's like, and you want to keep that. So that's where I'm at with that. I want to be back in my own space, you know, just me, myself, and I, my kid, and that's it. And when family comes to visit, they come and visit, they go back home, and that's it. I just want my own space. Again, it's nothing like having your own space. It just really isn't. Let me see what else I have going on. Talked about the housing, trying to get a work from home job. That's pretty much it. Didn't want to make this a super long podcast episode because I want to be more formatted and more organized when I do mine. But I just wanted to touch bases with you guys and let you guys know, yeah, I'm still here alive and kicking it, thank God. And just the little things that I'm trying to get into, like I said, my Soul Contract, and I've been busy doing different things and learning myself and self-taught AI. Of course, I'm still writing. Still a writer, always going to be a writer. My writing is still going on. I have so many book covers I've created. So now all I have to do that I have the book covers created is write the stories. Write the stories, Mishi. That's all I got to do, y'all. But otherwise than that, everything's okay. Everything's moving along with life. Not dating, of course, because don't have a reason to, don't want to. Don't get me started on the drama with that. But just chilling to myself. Trying to live life, stay afloat, and be myself and be who I am. So thank you for being here, though, and spending a minute with me. I appreciate you guys. Love you guys, and I'll be back with more updates later. Peace. I appreciate every one of you guys who took the time to listen to me, to hear what I had to say, and loved the sound of my voice. I appreciate you. I love you. And until the next time, I'm out of here, y'all. Peace. Love you guys. Take care. Go out in the world, do good things, and be good people, because good people create good vibes. I'm out, y'all. Peace.